The president's budget calls for $300 million for the MOX fuel facility at the Savannah River site in Aiken, South Carolina. It's a building that, when completed, is supposed to turn weapons-grade plutonium into fuel for nuclear reactors, sort of a swords to plowshares for nuclear warheads. Now, that $300 million might seem like a lot, but it's just enough to put the facility into cold standby. It had put construction on hold indefinitely, while the Department of Energy looks for other ways to dispose of the fuel. Environmental groups have opposed the project since its start in 2007. They say transporting weapons-grade fuel to nuclear reactors creates a proliferation risk. As building continued, the Sierra Club's nuclear advisor Tom Clements had another criticism.
There has been so little accountability and proper oversight of the MOX project that it's really a textbook case on how not to manage one of these big, complex Department of Energy projects.
Several government investigations have found widespread mismanagement. For instance, the Department of Energy approved the project's cost and schedule before the contractor had finished the design. Since then, the building's estimated cost has risen from about $5 billion to more than $8 billion. The project's not dead, though. Congress still has to approve the proposal to shut down the MOX fuel facility. In previous years, South Carolina lawmakers have successfully pushed for more funding. Clements estimates the U.S. has already spent $5 billion on the project. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.